In most of the cases, if not in all, a narcissist doesn't let go that easily. They try their best to keep their control intact and firm. Hi, I am Danish Bashir, a narcissist abuse recovery professional, and today I'll be talking about how a narcissist hoovers using bizarre and unpredictable methods. If you are an abuse survivor, you may be aware what the term hoover means, and there is a probability you may have been the victim of it. A narcissist doesn't stop once the relationship has ended and keeps trying to get back into your life or make an entry again and again. The hoovering attempts become more complicated when you are emotionally attached with them still. When you have some sort of attachment deep down inside your heart with them. And in this case, it becomes very hard for a survivor to really comprehend and understand what a narcissist is actually trying to do. The main ways that a narcissist uses to hoover back into your life are very covert, and some of them are flipping the situation around. One day you may get a message on your phone or a number which would say, for example, "Did you call me? Did you miss me? Did you talk about me with dash dash dash? Did you do this? Did you do that?" These messages, all of them are provocative. They try to get a response from you. They try to get you to wonder what the hell is going on, when did I do that? And everyone who is not manipulative or devilish or evilish inside would seek an answer or clarification. And when you would do that, that is what the narcissist needs you to do. The moment you seek the clarification is the moment when the narcissist tries to play with the words and get back to your head. They may proceed with the questions like, "How are you doing now? How is your life going? I miss you," and stuff like that, and get back you into the same position where you are blamed for everything, anything that happened in the relationship, and you somehow don't know what the hell happened, and there you go, they're back into your life. The second way they use is they pretend to be concerned about you. This is applicable in the situations in the current scenario we are living in. They may show up and say, "I am very afraid for you. How are you doing? Do you have food? Do you have that? Are you healthy? How are children doing?" and stuff like that. They may pretend to be the husband or the partner or the wife or the boyfriend or the parent that they never used to be, or that they never tried to be when you were with them. And out of a sudden, your pain may come up and you may feel somehow touched, and that is when you get vulnerable, and they use that vulnerability against you. You feel weak and they may go way back into your life. Now, the next method that they use is very covert and very hard to recognize. You may receive a message someday and say, saying, "I love you," or "I miss you. So are we going to meet today at 4? You will wonder, "What the hell? What is this? Why the hell would I meet him or her?" And the message would be followed by a next message which would say something like, "Oh, I'm sorry. This wasn't meant for you. It was a mistake." There is when you could either get angry, you may get frustrated, or you may feel a deep pain, because they want you to feel it. They want you to feel that they have found someone who is better than you. They have replaced you. And when you feel that deep inside, your critical thinking and objectivity is gone. And there is when you are weak again, and there is when they try to make a way back in your life by again blaming it all on you and saying that it was you who made me do this, and this is why I found someone else, and it goes all the way like that. So the point here is that nothing that a narcissist says is meaningless. Everything that comes from the mouth of such a person has deep data analysis behind it. I would like you to remember this for always. If you are dealing with a narcissist, or if you have children with them, or if you have just left the relationship, the next hoovering attempt is very surprising. The narcissist may try or pretend to be emotional or sentimental. They could show you the same face again that they showed you at the beginning of the relationship. They could show the emotions that they never showed when you were in the relationship. And if you are trauma bonded, this is where the hell gets hellish. You get that kind of supply or the chemical high deep inside, and you're trapped again. You're back into the relationship, and logic goes down the drain. And this is where they get you back in the trap, and the whole cycle repeats that you already know about. I would like you to always remember that a narcissist would never truly show emotions, because emotions to them is vulnerability. And if the pretended emotions or emotional state was true, they could have shown that when you were in the relationship. So none of it is true. It's all a facade, a lie, a mask. If nothing of the already discussed or talked about methods work, they could go to the most extreme level by pretending to be in a crisis. You could get a message from someone else, not from the narcissist directly, and they could give you the news that the narcissist is critically injured, or the narcissist himself or herself may message you that they have met an accident and they are not doing so well, they need assistance. So this is where every human who is normally functioning would get concerned, and you would do that because you have a good heart, you have a kind heart. Every human would do that, that is normal. But your normal responses, your kindness, affection, and everything that you feel at that moment is used against you. I am not saying that being kind is wrong or being kind is weakness, but unfortunately, the narcissist uses it against you in a very calculated way. He knows your soft corners and how to hit them. If this doesn't also work, they may go to the extreme of the extreme by threatening you that they would, or they are going to commit suicide, they are going to kill themselves, and if you want to stop them, you have to see them, or you have to give them the entry again to your life. This is the point where it gets the most complicated, and intervention of other people is very, very necessary at this moment. And not just the therapist or a lawyer, but other people who deal with such situations. If you're facing this kind of situation, I would like you to know that it's not your responsibility as a human to stop someone from taking certain actions in your life, because it is their life and they are an adult and it's their responsibility. At the best, you could suggest that they could seek help or they shouldn't do it, but it's not your responsibility, and you are not to be blamed if they take such an action. The final method, which is very common and very classic, is the promise to change. They could message you and bombard you with messages and even evidences, you know, explaining how they have changed and how they have left other people for you and how they are so dying for you and how they are back to the same kind, normal, emotional, affectionate, compassionate person again, and how much they want you back into their life. This works mostly in the beginning of the relationship, when the mask starts to fall off, or when it's just the beginning of the breakup. But again, this is all a lie, and if you don't believe me, I would like you to look at your relationship and look at your past and notice how many times did the person promise to change, and really wonder if they changed for real, if the promises were real. Because if they were, you wouldn't be here talking about narcissism or even listening to what I have to say. So I hope what I have discussed so far has helped you to become aware and empowered. And I hope this helps you to deal effectively with a narcissist if you're dealing with one. I will talk with you soon again. Till then, let the healing begin.